Welcome back, welcome back, and get off of Cam Newton back. Championship Ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Bobby showing love. Shout out to... You know what? On a serious note, seriously, why are we jumping on Cam Newton? That don't make no sense. Shout out to shouting out.
Literally, why are you jumping on Cam? That is a massive man, yo. It took like seven of y'all, and y'all couldn't even knock his head off.
Bruh, it makes me so mad. Because it was us. Like, what we doing? Like...
Hey. Motherfuckers been disrespecting Cam since his MVP year, bro. Like,
I'm saying, no, dog. Go to Kurt Warner camp and jump Kurt Warner. What's up with that?
If you want to beat up a black quarterback, go beat up Dante Culpepper. We don't care about him.
That's true. That's very true. Like, Jamarcus Russell, oh, man.
He
might have jumped in now. You know.
He probably too high. He probably still full of that lean.
But seriously, why we at? Really?
Damn. We only got a handful.
He one of the few representable black quarterbacks we ever had.
We only got a handful. Why are you fucking with Cam?
Dennis niggas. What the fuck is y'all doing?
It did. Apparently it was football coaches.
The fuck?
And they got on a... They got
why
on
they
the
can't
podcast.
Take it? No. Let me see. I'm trying to think of quarterbacks who else got a quarterback camp. I don't know. Don't Kirk Cousins got a quarterback camp? Like, jump on his ass. Like, Doug Flutie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm... Well, actually, not my best part. I'm sending the wrong message. I mean, stop jumping people, man. That's a quarterback camp. Unless Cam and some other shit we don't know about. I always got to think about that.
I mean, you don't wear that type of hat and not be involved in other shit.
Yeah, he got some ties somewhere, you know.
But it don't matter. He's our MVP black quarterback.
Right.
We better want Mahomes. Fucking with Mahomes
because
he winning.
Yeah, he on thin ice, him.
Like, when the fall off happened, he going to get traded to the white delegation. Well, he 45% white anyway, so.
Yeah, oh, man. Blizzard Blaze here. We can get off that shit. I just wanted to open it. Longside.
As you can see, the name, Angry Man, King.
Oh shit, Angry Man! Don't tell me you about to start the you starting to show off,
man. I just had a little rant, bro. You know I'm a Adidas man, bro.
Okay,
I spent
okay.
All fucking day Saturday trying to find some Anthony Edwards. Ain't nowhere to be found. That's like the hottest shoe, and I ain't even doing my company man shit. Like, that's really like the hottest shoe right now. I'm like, how? I mean, I get how, but it's like that's random as fuck.
I mean, Cameron.
What happened with Cam?
He endorsed him. So I'm not.
Niggas going buy shoes. Cameron said something.
No, I'm probably the show. first of all, me, I know you for over 10 years. You was a Cam fan. We ain't about to do that.
Oh yeah, listen, I'm riding that wave, but I'm just who the fuck. Who the fuck who the fuck not under 35 listening to Cameron?
Like, I'm just stating the facts. He already up and coming. They're trying to put him as the face of the NBA. And he gets sponsored by a top show and a throwback rapper that we fuck with. I see why, you know.
Yeah,
I can understand the situation. Now, I don't know if, like, you know. I gotta look the shoe up, but I'm just saying I heard Cam talk about it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then of course, like, yeah, is what they doing right now facing the NBA. If they wanted to be Americans, Jason Tatum then Ant, or some people just say fuck Jason Tatum, let's just go with Ant. So, you know,
yeah, I do what I did.
It might be the NBA buying that shit to talk shit. Like, it might be a setup.
Adam Silver got a closet full of them.
Yeah. Like, this dude's shoe can't stay on the shelf, people. Like,
what is going on? Is Michael Jordan too
I got a guy looked up the numbers. Jordan didn't even do this. And then nobody died. Come on now. I don't know.
I don't know. The nigga in Foot Locker was looking at me crazy when I went in there. I said, yo, y'all ain't got them ants. He, ants, the fuck you mean? Ants, and hours, bitch. He looking like, hey,
that sounds like water. That sounds such a bad exchange for shoes.
Hey, bro, I walked in, I said, yo, y'all got them ants. He, ants, the fuck you mean? Ants. Nigga, it's like the fifth Foot Locker out in winter. You
so they didn't have them at all or sold out?
Nobody had them, bro. Nobody.
You probably had to go to House of Hoops or something like that.
I went in Oakwood. You know how Oakwood is.
Yeah, I don't think they got House of Hoops there, though.
I can't find them online.
You might have to go to BR, be better.
I just ordered me some Hardens and Trae Youngs off Amazon. I called them. They both $50. Fuck that.
All right. Speaking of ant, I got asked this question at work, so I felt like, man, let me talk to you about it, because I think we're going to agree on most of it, and the conversation going to come in the last person. Dude asked me, who is the top five players? Oh, my bad. I thought I turned this shit off. Who is the top five players, the top five young players in the NBA? And I was like, what you mean by young players? And he was like, year five and below.
So, oh, yeah, the number usually be like 25 and under or some shit like
that. Yeah, but you know, dudes all kind of different ages. So he was like year five and below. So I was like, all right, cool. So you want to hear my five?
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of who under 5 years.
Luka in his fifth year.
All right. So he counting?
Yeah, Luka, Anthony Edwards, Shea, Ja.
She got drafted the year with Luka.
I won't say so. The year with Anthony Ellis.
Nah, she was in the league that year Kawhi and them won the championship.
Hold on, I'm about to find out for you, right?
I think he got drafted.
He was in it with Luka.
Yeah, it had to be 2018.
Oh, did I say Anthony Ellis? I think I did say
it. Yeah.
I did see it. Okay, so Luka, Shea, Anthony Edwards, Ja. And I actually put Zion there, but now I'm realizing I said Luka, I forgot about Trae Young. And he mentioned Wimby, but I still put Zion there. Maybe it's hometown love. Maybe the fact I seen Zion at his peak and I prefer him over Trae Peak. I'm not, it's a toss-up between that, but where you stand at? Should I take Shea off and put Trae right there?
No, I'm not. You know, I fuck with Trae, but I'm not putting him over Shea.
All right, so who your top five?
I'm not putting Wimby up there just yet.
Not over Zion, especially.
No, so I got Luka, I got Shea, I got Zion, I got Ant, and I might have to go with Ja.
All right. Well, we had agreement then. I think the debate what it came into was Wimby. And I'm like, Wimby too soft, man. I seen Zion be hungry on the court. Wimby looked like he's saying, excuse me, motherfuckers out there. Like, man, excuse me, man. Slap him on top of the head. Wimby should be walking around, motherfuckers. Say, did a 7 foot motherfucker say something? Because I'm 7 foot, like, short ass people on this court. When we get some of that, we probably put you above Zion. Zion be bumping dudes talking about you light. You must be yeah. Late. You know, like we like that shit. You know,
I'm with you with what you said last week. Zion got Wimby got to spend the summer with Zion, get nasty.
Yeah, bro. Greg Popovich probably didn't put him in a game like that. He's like, he's not nasty enough. Y'all know what I like on court. Y'all know what I like on court. Give me some nasty out there, Wimby. Like, I got a whole box of Kleenex you ain't used yet. Like, what we doing? What we doing? Tell me, dog, we talk so much crazy shit, bro. 7'4". Like, you could literally tell a 7'1" dude, get your short ass off me. Like, come on.
He He could say some gangster shit in French or something.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. I know that means cheese omelet, but that's the only French I know. But you get it.
I just know oui, oui.
I will say that nah, it's that little Kim song. Y'all get it. Oulé Vuke shit. Y'all get that shit. French shit.
Oh yeah. Oulé Vuku shit. Yeah, I know.
I'm not even sure what that means, but y'all get it.
Oh Wimby, yeah, impossible.
Wimby could do more. That's the whole point. Wimby could do fucking more. So he ain't in the top five. Zion, you still in the top five. Trey, I hate leaving you off. Honestly, Trey, dog. I really won't put you above Shea or Ant, but man.
Trey up there, but
he ain't top five. So
it's his limitations that hold him back.
Damn, I feel bad for my dog, but I guess it is what it is. Like, cause I'm like, man, if you look at his career, he not far off from Luka, but for some reason, in that light, it's like, what the fuck? What is you missing? Like Atlanta, because Atlanta just been such a joke since that conference finally been such a joke. They look at Trey as a joke, switching coaches and shit like that.
And that's kind of what made me look at him. Like, I'm like, dude, kind of overrated. Then I thought about, I'm like, it might just be the situation he in.
I mean, I would like to see him in a different situation. Like you said, Philly. I would love to see that, see what happened with that. But
I like to see everybody in Philly.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you like the old when dudes go by somebody's house playing live and you pick that one team like all the superstars.
Yeah.
Wait, Allen Iverson, Kobe, Tim Duncan, and Shaq on the same team? Like, bad, I gotta turn the rosters off.
I want all that. Did somebody say Shaq?
Oh man. Shout out to people who used to do that, man. Only the real ones used to do that shit.
I got a quick question right quick.
What you got?
You know, we talked about the Bulls thing last week, the No Bull tour. And I was thinking, what trio of former teammates or whatever, you will leave your house and pay your money to go to a club and see talk shit? Like
they gotta be teammates.
I mean, yeah, because I'm thinking about the Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Luke Longley, and I'm like, what teammates I want to leave my house and pay my money to go hear stories about, like unfiltered stories.
Damn.
And it's only one team for me.
Honestly, the first Let me say it. So the first team I thought of, no disrespect, most of them probably did. I won't hear the stories about Wilt.
No.
Look, I don't want to hear Wilt tell the stories. I want to hear other people tell the story. Like, all we got is Jerry West. So I don't know.
Because there's a lot of dudes, there's a lot of dudes that be on podcasts, and I like JJ Redick, the told stories about the Slob City Clippers.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. Most of the charity out there. So I was trying to think of somebody throwback, and I'm like, man, I wish I could find Magic, but everybody love Magic. Let's be serious. Man. So you're gonna hear about him handing out turkeys and shit. So it's like, all right, nah, not Magic.
I'm trying to hit a man, I couldn't even get in my room and get no rest. Magic or whatever, like eight women in the bed. That's what I'm trying to hear. I came out, I shot 3 for 14 the night before, fucking around with Magic. Magic had 20 bitches in the pool.
Look, I'm not surprised at that, though. Like, if you hear me, I hear him, like, that's how you got caught up right there. That's
be like, damn, bro. I was doing coke and shit. Like, yeah, it was in the 80s, bro. We know what y'all was doing.
You know what?
For me, is only one answer.
Jordan, Ron Harper, and Dennis Rodman talk about Pippen. Now we rolling. Could you imagine the shit Dennis Rodman gonna say? Get Ron Harper on that bottle. He telling it all.
Oh, Harper seems like how you get full. It's over.
And then Jordan, he probably get on his cigar shit tweaking.
Where that yak at? Let me tell you about this little bitch.
So if I can't get Wilt, I just get somebody to talk about Pippen.
I ain't gonna lie, for me, unfiltered, I would hear that Portland Jailblazers team talk. Either the Portland, either the early 2000 Portland teams.
Yeah.
The We Believe Warriors team. Steven Jackson and all them.
I'm about to say Steven Jackson really be running about them. But yeah, the Trailblazers, I want you think they got some backstory to that?
Man, I know they got some stories, some unfiltered shit we ain't never heard of. Nigga, Z-Bo, Rasheed, Bonzi, Pippen?
Hey, I'm about to say we might catch him on Jeff T podcast.
Yeah,
I'm surprised because Rasheed Wallace been on a couple podcasts. I'm surprised he don't be talking about those days.
I think he got his own podcast right now. But I was watching Jeff T shit and they were talking about that Scottie Pippen shit. And they were talking about what trio you want to see talk shit. And I was like, that what? They were talking about like some old shit like Run TMC. Well, I don't hear Tim Hardaway talk. No, Allen Iverson the whole time.
I'm trying to hear them stories that's like make you laugh at somebody and be like, hot damn. So if you can't give me three dudes to talk about Wilt, then let's switch it up. Let's put Jordan, Ron Harper, and Dennis Rodman talking about Pippen.
I want to hear some gangster shit. I'm trying to hear like. And we was in the shootout before the game. Like, oh shit! What?
Trying to get that nine and spill again.
like Mike. Remember, Scotty got kidnapped before game one in Utah. What?
Dennis Rodman had to sleep with three of their women to get him loose. God damn! What the fuck is going on? One of them was his wife. Oh God! I didn't hear this story.
And I did it with the NWO shirt on.
Like what's that chick name? Larsa Pippen? Larsa. Find out all of them ran through it first. Like, that's what they're saying. Hey, Scotty, stay away.
I'm not surprised. I saw
Jordan was like, hey, that's Dennis Rodman Wednesdays, bro. I'm just saying.
I saw some shit on X. Apparently, Blizzard Blaze hit that. I'm like, what? Yeah. That's his type of woman right there.
I ain't saying nothing unless I'm on tour.
Oh shit!
Oh man! All right, what the fuck, man? Pippen. All right. Earlier we talked about Zion. So this is a two-part for me. This is a two-parter for me. So they had a word around the buzz in the street about this summer we might have to make a. And when I say we talking about the Pelicans. Had to make a tough decision between Zion and B.I. So as far as what I want to ask you is which one would you take if you had to pick one as of right now, what you've been seeing like from the whole career to now. And also I got some shit to address with the Pelicans. So how you feel about the
I have to choose between them two.
If you have to, because I'm assuming me and you both saying keep both of them.
Yeah, because I get rid of CJ before I get rid of any one of them.
See, we already here. So I'm just curious on if you had to pick one.
Million.
If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I mean, I got to go with Zion.
Yeah?
I mean, he has the highest ceiling. And it's like, Ingram not going to turn into KD 2.0 like we think he is. Like, he too far in the game. He he could score. He's a good scorer, but like the defense not really there. Like he's just a scorer. And nothing wrong with that. Like I fuck with him. But I mean Zion got the highest ceiling. You see when he on his shit, he up there. It's just I don't know what the fuck, but if I had to choose. Gotta go with Zion. And plus, you ain't never hear about Ingram with no freaks. I'm trying to see where the freaks at.
See, Ingram doing some other activities.
Yeah.
So look, I'm going with Ingram. I ain't being biased here. Just hear me out.
All right.
So I got a good argument to say that we never was built around Ingram, and he pretty much excelled at what he's doing.
That's true. Like,
we never actually said, okay, this is your team. Carry us to the promised land. Like, David Griffin never walked up to Brandon Ingram and said, look, what type of player is going to put you where you need to be? Like, hypothetically, we let Zion go. We get, I don't know, a point guard, and we get Trey Murphy or Herb Jones to start playing like the two four positions, or Brandon Ingram move to the four position, you know, or some to that nature. But Brandon Ingram clearly the focal point of the offense. I feel like there's a chance, man, and he don't get injured as much. As far as who's ceiling we seen so far, we seen Brandon Ingram drop triple doubles, 40 point games. Zion, we seen explosiveness. I think what was Zion's biggest game? Was it 40 points or 50 points? Oh, he never got 50.
I want to say he had 50, but I know he had like a couple of 40 pointers.
Let me see something. Let me check real quick.
But I'm feeling what you're saying though about them building actually like saying you the guy and we gonna build out
43. His career high 43. Let me see something. Hold up. Let me see if I'm getting.
I think we all could agree Ingram best games with the Adidas on. That's all I'm saying.
Brandon Ingram career high 49. So if we go by peak versus peak, you got an argument here. I get Zion. I get it. I'm gonna pick Brandon Ingram, and I'm lying. It was a little biased in that, you know, but I had to say at the end because I know people probably be like, oh, you being biased. So I had to lie first. But still enough.
Ingram is actually a number two pick in the draft. So like you really can't go wrong either way.
But yeah, so it was the Andy Davis trade, and then we went straight to Zion. And you know, Zion played the first couple of games, so we was built around Zion. Zion was hurt. I forgot what year we made the playoffs. Was Zion hurt the year we made the playoffs?
2022.
So he was hurt.
Yeah.
So what if we actually built this team around Brandon Ingram? Like, this your team. You need to tell these motherfuckers to get right. And speaking of motherfuckers to get right, let's go straight to me talking about the Pelicans. Let's go. I know that I killed that conversation, but you said Zion, I said B.I. Yeah. Who do I want to address first? It's mainly two dudes. First of all, fight happened. Okay, cool. It is what it is.
Well, come that weak shit down here, Jimmy.
Damn. Who I want to address first, man? Player, coach, who you want me to address first?
Coach.
Willie Green has done his job, but I think it's over for him, mainly because of two things. One, I do not see us making adjustments when we're losing. Two, we don't know who the fuck getting play time. I thought I seen Keem out the other night. Like, anybody? Like, who we getting play times to?
I didn't think you was going to see me out there, bro.
Hey, nope. I saw it. I'm like, is that Keem?
I wasn't even gonna say nothing. So pretty much
all you had to do was slide Willie Green $3 on his pool boy, you're getting playtime for the Pelicans, feel like. Like I'm one day Dyson Daniels getting 15 minutes, the next game he ain't getting none.
Remember he was a starter at one point?
Jordan Hawkins getting 20 minutes, then he getting 3 minutes. It's like we need a solid rotation, bro. And the whole controversy between Zion and Brandon Ingram, well, we don't have no solid of the team is built around this. It's like we built around Zion, but you want if into the Brandon Ingram pile. We need solid shit. I think it's time to go. I think we need a veteran coach. Need somebody who gonna bark at them, make these dudes responsible for how trash they play in clutch time. You know, not Doc Rivers, but we need somebody who gonna really like.
Willie Green ain't number Doc Rivers Jr.
Okay, then fuck him then. So it's easy to let him go then. We know the future now. Keem Spilt, we know the future. So fuck him. We ain't dealing with him.
That's what we learn from.
Yeah, the rotation's bad. I think we fuck up in like big time moments, and that's coaching to me. We Zion literally take two jumps to the goal and get to the goal. Like, why is that play not getting ran a lot more? But Next up. But for that, you got anything about Willie Green? Are you you mad at him?
I mean, he it's not his fault. Look who he learned from.
Okay, but we good though. You agree with Willie Green?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to go another coaching route. Ask Zion who like, because that's what y'all did last time. Ask him. It don't fucking matter, but still enough. Next up, a fan favorite. I need you to step up here and bring a mirror.
Uh-oh.
Jose Alvarado.
Not Grand Theft Alvarado.
The ride is over, son. Blizzard Blaze, see you. Blizzard Blaze, see you. You need to step the fuck up. Like, the whole hiding behind the bench and stealing the thing, that was cool. That was fire. And now you're trying to be known as a defensive point guard. Okay. That's not working out this year. It's not. So by you not being a – you don't have game-changing defense. That's Herb. That's even more Trey Murphy than you. Like, Herb and Trey Murphy got better defense than you at this point. No disrespect. But you're not changing the game with your defense no more. So I'm going to need you to do more. I need you to facilitate. I need you to start shooting the three a little more because you was in that fight, in that scuffle, trying to pump up the crowd as you're getting off the court. I'm like, well, hold up. What the fuck you did, though? What the stat line looking like? This it? You pulling up the crowd with these type of stats? Nah, bro. I fucks with you, but if you're not gonna improve your game, you're gonna be trade bait. And you ain't even trade bait because you're not. What else? What he known for? Keem, help me out. What he known for? Like, do you feel confident with Jose Alvarado on Ja? Shit. Luka, like look at the guards we got in the Western Conference, bro. We don't trust Jose Alvarado to be that game changing player. To where, okay, yes, I'm glad we got him because he gonna slow whoop the woo down. Not to mention Steph has a party every time he down here. So I'm not even gonna mention the fact Steph Curry goes crazy on him. But yeah, as far as Jose Alvarado, unfortunately, I think I'm calling him out. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's a clip on YouTube or Instagram I saw where Alvarado telling the referee he was fucking with him about Patrick Beverly. He was like, I do the same thing he do or some shit. And I'm like, yeah. That's about it. I ain't really saw the hype behind Alvarado. I mean, yeah, he a little scrappy guard and all that, and everybody love a little scrappy guard.
The Phoenix series, like, he was bothering Chris Paul.
Huh?
The Phoenix series, he was really agitating Chris Paul.
Yeah, but that's, I mean,
Chris, go ahead and say it. Chris Paul's 35. So
I think 26 year old CP3 would have gave him that work.
Oh my God! I hate Chris Paul. You know,
and I hate Chris Paul. I think 30-year-old CP3 would have gave him that work.
You know, like,
you know, yeah,
like that's fine, but yeah, like at one point I wanted to keep all our squad together, but now I'm looking at it like we could actually improve. Like Jose Alvarado, you're a young guy, like. Trey and Herb to me trying to fight for that two guard position. And I like it. I like, okay, Trey coming off the bench, like, man, look, I know how to lock dudes up. I can get to the goal. I'm more than just a 3-point sniper. It's like, okay, I'm fucking with that. Herb and that bitch, like, who the best player? I got him. You know, Jose, we need you. Willie, you got to go. And that's why I go on the Pelicans.
Yeah, I mean. It's time they need to do a little tweaking with that roster, man. And for me, you got to do something with the point guard position.
That's Jose.
Yeah, I mean, like, getting CJ out of there.
If you can switch CJ to a bench and be a productive Manu Ginobili, that's fine. But, again, I we need a facilitator. And it's like, well, Jose Alvarado, you're young enough to where you can improve your fucking game to something else. You know, that whole hide behind the bench shit, cool, but Come on, man. We trying to be serious out here. Stephen A got we got Stephen A attention. He making fun of us. Two playoff series in 22 years. Man, don't make us come for you, dog. We getting it together. We slowly getting it together.
I mean, you know how he a Knicks fan. He talk the Knicks kind of up right now, so he won't talk shit about other people's teams right now.
The Knicks ain't shit. Yeah, got Carmelo. That's the only reason they found a gap between they relevancy.
They want Brunson torn ACL away from mediocrity.
All right, this is the last small talk. Then probably have to take a break. Bronny James got pushed back to the 2025 mock draft according to ESPN. Of course, you know LeBron chimed in, let him do work, and the results gonna come type shit. At first, I was like, man, LeBron need to chill out with that. Then I realized, like, this is a dad talking about his son. So, I like, you know, that's why I fell back on that. But I gotta keep it gangster with you, King. If that boy wasn't LeBron's son, they would have gave up on him. Ain't no way me, you, or our sons could catch a heart attack or some type of cardiac arrest and they still fucking with us. Like, the only reason people still fuck with him is because that's LeBron's son. And I'm gonna keep it funky too. I'm not sure how much you watched of him. I'm just going by how much I watched of him. I don't think he that crazy. I think he, you know, cool, but I don't see the transcendent player that people want him to be. Not saying I'm not even saying he's going to live up to his daddy hype. I don't think he's going to live up to, he might be Orange Juice Mayonnaise. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he might be Orange Juice Mayonnaise.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
It's not. As long as you get kicked out the fucking league, you know what I'm saying? But
he couldn't put that
I feel like,
down.
Huh?
He just couldn't put that weed down.
Oh, that's why he got. That's why he got kicked out of the league.
Man, he couldn't stop smoking weed.
God damn, he like permanently kicked out, huh?
Yeah, he banged. He must have. And he talked shit to Jordan, so that probably got him blackballed. He probably like, all right, my uncle told me about that fake ass chain back in the 80s.
Hey, look, shout out to Orange Juice Man, though. He was fire. He was a fire little role player, man. But that. To me, from what I've seen, that's how kind of how he plays as far as like what you might see from him. Like I don't think he's gonna be the star of a team or carry a team. He might be Pippen at best. You know, like he's still young. So, you know, maybe a turn. But again, who not picking this dude and worrying about the cardiac arrest thing? Cause I am.
No, and that's for me, that's the thing, like. Like you said, they only worrying about him because of his fucking name and who his dad is. Like people thinking he's gonna be the next one, and it's like there's no way he's gonna live up to the hype that his daddy, like he's gonna live up to his daddy name and all that other shit. Like
I don't understand why he's doing that shit.
Like if his name was Blizzy Blizz, they probably wouldn't give a fuck. They probably just be like, I'll give him another year. He just had a heart attack. He just getting back into the swing of things. And, you know, give him another year. And that's what I'm saying. Give him another year. They trying to push him to the draft right now because they know LeBron want to play with his son. Like, if LeBron was like 35, like, if LeBron was like 34, 35, it'd be like, he got 5 more years to go. It probably wouldn't really be a thing. But they're trying to push him to the draft and get him in the league right now because he want to play with his son or he want to play against his son. He want to be on the court with his son or whatever. And, man, Brian's got the chill. Like, your son not, I ain't going to say he's not nice because the dude nice. But
is he, though?
He's straight.
If that dude name was Michael Sampson and you watch, is that a real dude? Michael Sampson.
I mean, it might be. I'm pretty sure somebody.
Okay. I feel like I'm talking about the dude. If it was I don't know, Paul Jordan out there, and it's not Michael Jordan's son, would you really be? And you see the exact same highlights. Would he really be nice? Because that's my problem. I don't think he's crazy. I think like he can make it to the NBA. And you know what? Let me even keep it funky, dog. I'm not good at looking at NBA prospects. So he didn't jump off the screen like the people who they always show. Like when they show Ja, when they show Zion, when they show LeBron, they show dudes who jump off the screen. Bron didn't jump off the screen to me. So I'm looking at like maybe it's because he's LeBron's son. But if you change the name around, are we really putting him on like that? Or is it, you know?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Got a special fact.
85% of the hype is because he LeBron's son. But, yeah, like, just let that shit go. Bron, I don't know, bro. I mean, fuck, Bron ain't about to retire no fucking time soon anyway.
I'm just concerned his son Bryce, is not that
Bryce
nice.
Bron is like the better one anyway.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm really concerned that Bron is not that nice and they putting so much spotlight on him and it's like, he doomed, like I ain't gonna say doomed to fail, but is he doomed to underachieve?
Son, he was never gonna live up to the hype. It's like when the Star Wars movie come out, people be having so much shit in their head and thinking about the story, like it could go this way, this that and the other. And when the movie come out, it's like, oh, it was all right. It's not the shit you had built up in your head. Like people thinking. Bron about to be the second coming of Bron, and he about to be like really Bron 2.0, literally. And it's like, nah, son. He was like, it's amazing LeBron lived up to the hype. There's no way lightning was gonna strike twice in the same place.
No, I seen Gilbert Arenas say like hype him up a little bit because it was like, you think he really gonna be that nice? He was like, yeah, I see. He still got more work to do, but I told him something. He turned into this animal, and I'm like, "Dog, you realize, dog, this dude. Like, do we remember what happened with Lonzo Ball? How they jumped on his ass in the beginning of the year? Like, he had to distance himself from his dad to be accepted. Feel like that's what it felt like. I don't know what it was behind the scenes, but it felt like he had to distance himself from his dad for him to be more accepted in the league. And it's like, what you think?
Get out of LA.
Like, I get LeBron respected and shit like that, but let's be honest, dog. Why would Tatum, Ja, and Luka let him step on his toes? Like, man, look, look, we know your dad is. Like, you ain't him. You know, so that's free smoke. If I'm Luka, I'm foaming at the mouth because I'm about to work LeBron's son. It's about to be a comedy show.
Tatum, you know, talk that shit like when I was your age, I was dunking on your daddy, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time killing them, but I just wanted your reaction on how, you know, the dude got pushed back to the 2025. I was going to say LeBron reaction, but that's a dad. I'll say the same shit.
Yeah. Leave Bron there alone. Let the man live.
So you feel like he nice, though?
I mean, yeah, he nice. But, I mean, like, it depends on, like, I'm not looking at it as he gonna be LeBron. I was just looking at him as a basketball player. And from what I seen, he nice.
Right.
He's 6'3". He's not 6'8".
Yeah. Like I say, I say Orange Juice Mayonnaise at best. Oh, OJ Mayo for people who don't know you gotta know what I'm talking about when I say that, but
it's in the name.
Yeah, Orange Juice Mayonnaise, man. Shout out to him. That's Bronny stealing to me, but you know, that's what it is. At best, Scottie Pippen.
OJ Mayo was nice. He just couldn't stay off the weed.
Thanks. Hey, look, a quick bucket on juice mayonnaise will get yeah, I'm gonna fuck with him. All right, so I'm gonna take gonna be a quick break, but we'll be back to give y'all the top 10 playoff matchups. Welcome back after a quick break, man. You know, had to go get some to eat real quick. That's all. All right.
Quick ass break.
you ready to get to the main topic?
Oh yeah.
All right. So, playoff matchups that we want to see. Now, I wrote down 10 matchups. Unfortunately, it's 4 East, 6 West, and of course, it's not about seeding or whatever. It's pretty much matches we want to see, and I put realistic playoff teams. And it don't even matter because the people in the bottom of the league, nobody give a fuck about anyway. Like, you know, until women get nasty, nobody give a fuck about you. Just throwing it out there.
He got to spend that summer out. It was Zion first.
Yeah, I mean, we too clean. I told you, all that excuse me shit not gonna work in the NBA, man.
He respectable right now. He being respectful.
Yeah.
You gotta get this. You gotta grab him by the back of the head, choke him up a little bit if you got to.
I never seen Greg Popovich folders on so much. So much disappointment.
Like, all he needs is little glasses sliding down the end of his nose. Just
Tim Duncan was way nastier than this.
Oh man, hey, Tim Duncan, Grant, you know what he had on his feet, bro. So.
Don't let me bring the subject to David Robinson. He was in the military. You know, he nasty.
And we ain't even gonna get started on David Robinson. They had to get him out of town. I was like, fuck that.
I had Tony Parker in the building for a few years. I know nasty.
Why you think Ginobili went bald? It wasn't because of age.
All right. 10 playoff matchups we gotta see. I guess I got the list. You're going to react and I guess give your playoffs if I miss one. You starting in the East or the West? Let's start the East.
I say whatever.
The East don't got that many interesting ones to me, but, you know. So, East matchups that I think we need to see. We need to see Cavs and Knicks again.
Gotcha.
You got Donovan Mitchell versus Jalen Brunson. Donovan Mitchell starting to fade off. And Jalen Brunson starting to show up. I don't like what's going on here. So
I don't know. D. Mitchell been cooking the last couple weeks.
Who's still the hottest starter?
Technically, it might be Donovan Mitchell, but you know they're gonna slide down Brunson just because
And that's the problem. So how we gonna solve this shit? We take it to the hell in the set. I mean, no, this the basketball. We going to the playoffs with it. Almost said war games in this bitch. In the playoffs. Plus, also the element of, I think it's Donovan Mitchell contract year, right? He froze. Okay, is Donovan Mitchell contract year?
Yeah.
All right.
I think this is contract year. He got one more year or some shit.
So. This is the playoff series. If he get the Knicks in the playoff series, he could show out on the team that's going to potentially throw a whole suitcase and have ownership your way. Right. So I'm looking at it like, hey, it's time. Like, this is the perfect time to level up. And then they beat you last year? The Knicks beat them last year, right? Oh, yeah. So it's all about Donovan Mitchell. That's why I put that. Like, there's no other matchup I want to see Donovan Mitchell in except against the Knicks again. So that was one of them.
Yeah, I kind of want to see Spider get that lick back on the Knicks. Knicks, I mean, when they healthy and at full strength, they're looking like a good team. Like, I hate to admit it, but I got some faith in the Knicks just because I like how they built the team right now. But I definitely want to see Spider try to get his lick back against them.
We're not going to talk about the Knicks no more. That's just the last time I'm going to talk
about. I know, bro. It's like, I was at work.
That's too much gas, man.
Like, I was at work talking about the Knicks, and if I wouldn't have had this hoodie on that said Adidas, they would have been like, yeah, this not keen right now. Like, you've been hating on the Knicks for like 3 years.
Stephen A. said they got a chance to make the Eastern Conference Finals. Bro, you saying that because of matchups. You saying that off of that technicality bullshit. You saying it because how last year the Lakers didn't see Phoenix or Denver, so they got to the Western Conference Finals. They're saying it off that type of technicality. They're not saying they're the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
And last night, how people was going gaga over Boston beating Philly, and I'm like, they won, but. If Embiid was there, would have been different. And then Boston, they live or die on that fucking three-pointer. It's a bad game plan, but they wasn't hitting their fucking three-pointers last night. So they barely beat the Philly out the strength of Embiid not being there. And I'm
can't take no Philly game serious to Embiid back.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
good on even trying to entertain a Philly game until Embiid back.
But I don't believe in Boston like that. So I'm looking at it like it's up in the air. But yeah, Knicks and Cavs, I definitely want to see that again. Full strength. I think Garland will give Brunson some smoke.
I think that's the only interesting matches for either one. But let's move on. All right. So next up, I got the Bucks and the Sixers. This is all about Joel Embiid. You got two Titans, Joel Embiid versus Giannis in a playoff series. And in my book, if Embiid wants the respect of the best player in the league, go through Giannis. Go through Giannis. It'll be Joker job to get there to the finals. You got to beat him too. But you go through Giannis, we don't got no questions where you stand at in the NBA right now. You arguably one of the best in the league. What better way to kill your playoff wolves? And honestly, if you don't see Giannis, you make it to the finals or the conference finals, people not going to respect it. In my book, I'm not going to respect that, at least, because I feel like you gotta go through them to be one of the best in the league. So shout out to Joel Embiid, but the Bucks versus the Sixers, with Joel Embiid, of course, I think that's a playoff matchup that we got to see.
That'd be a hell of a matchup. Maxi, Dame, Middleton, and Tobias Harris. You know that matchup we dying to see. But yeah.
All right. Let's keep it on the Bucks. Bucks versus Heat. One, we need the rivalry. We need the rivalry. Let's stop playing. Y'all seen the fucking All-Star game. Y'all seen, we need some bad blood. We need some, we don't like these niggas. We need some of that in the NBA. So
you need some them niggas.
Yeah. I don't see Jason Tatum doing it right now, but I definitely see Giannis and Dame saying that to Jimmy. Let's not forget, Dame not in Miami like he wants to be. He in Milwaukee. So we got the Dame drama. We got the revenge game because Giannis was hurt last year, and plus we got a rivalry. They I feel like they gotta see each other almost every year, and we can finally have like, okay, a fuck these niggas rivalry. I mean, you got Phoenix and Dallas. We'll get to them, but. In the Eastern Conference, because I don't know about Boston. Boston don't play like that. I don't know. Boston don't play like fuck these niggas. Like, I want them to, but I don't know. But Heat and Bucks, yeah. What you got?
Yeah, I definitely want to see Heat and Bucks again. Like you said, off the Dame drama and just Heat beating Milwaukee, I think. Maybe two of the last 3 years or three of the last 4 years or something. I know like they beat them at least twice. So
it was something to that nature. I know that.
Yeah, I think, well, they beat them in 2020 and they beat them last year. Both years going to the finals. So definitely Giannis got to exercise them demons, get that lick back against Jimmy.
All right. Final Eastern Conference matchup. I feel like we gotta see. People might not like it. People might not like my take on this one, but I feel like we gotta see Indiana versus Boston. Why? Number one, light skin versus light skin. Get it out the way right now. We gotta get light skin versus light skin out the way. Number two, what better way for Halliburton to stamp the league by punching Boston in the mouth? Good Lord. Did somebody become the best player, the best guard in the NBA? Like him. Like that'd be a crazy punishment. And honestly, it's kind of a championship team versus a rising team, which I think that'll be like, you know, maybe an underrated hard fought game. But mainly it's for Halliburton. Actually, like, you know, what will make me feel like Halliburton, that guy punching Boston in the mouth? Fucking Indiana beat them boys in six. But shout out to Tatum. I still want Tatum to be that guy, but do it. Fuck.
Nah, I'm all for that, but I gotta see Pacers and Bucks. All the shit that's been brewing this year. Halliburton doing the damn time celebration. I might still rap celebration.
Hey, look, it might have to be like that. They might have the Bucks, because that means we got the Bucks three times. The Bucks might have to play the Pacers the first round, the Sixers the second round, and Heat in the finals. Uh-huh. So that's all you got in the East?
In the East, I kind of want to see. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, let's move forward then. Ain't nothing but a G thing. So the West, I managed to put, is it 12? 11, I used 11 teams. So it might be, the West might feel a little more versatile instead of being Bucks heavy. I don't know why we got the Bucks beef on so many people, but you know, it is what it is. Let's get straight to it. Suns versus Mavs.
Of course.
Because you got Luka versus Devin Booker. Psych. I'm not here for Luka versus Book no more. Cause Book don't. I don't see what Book win in this situation. But who Luka haven't seen yet? KD. So let's remix the matchups. Instead of having Luka versus Booker and KD versus Kyrie, let's have playoff Luka versus playoff KD versus sidekick Booker and sidekick Kyrie. That's a hell of, I feel like that's the matchup we looking for.
I felt like we was robbed out of that classic Grant Williams versus Nurkic battle. Grant Williams got traded. I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see Grant Williams matched up against Nurkic.
Yeah, we I guess we lost a good one. I don't know what's up with Grant Williams. He ain't getting no love. He should have stayed in Boston.
I told you what it was. He switched them shoes and Luka was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he should stay in Boston, man. But
Luka and Booker, we need that. KD versus Kyrie. And like you said, KD versus Luka. Like, throw Bell in the mix.
Whoever he fit in that, I ain't put him in there. But I stuck with the duos. And instead of having the typical rivalry we know that's there, let's switch it up and put against the best player versus the best player, the second best player versus the second best player. Like, all about rivalries, though. All about rivalries. Like, you know, there's no reason for KD not to look at Luke and say, fuck you. And there's right. no, and you know, Luke, you know, Luke, you know how I feel about Luka. Luka be clowning on niggas like, yeah, dog. When I was 17, I was killing y'all. Like, let me take a step back. Is that a 3-pointer?
Probably when you were like 14.
Yeah.
I haven't even hit puberty and I was killing niggas.
Yeah, so you know, that's how I feel about Luka. So, you know, KD step up against him. You know, Luka don't play in the playoffs either. So let's get this matchup out of the way. Lakers and Clippers. Like, can we finally get it out the way in a playoff series so we can all just live quietly? Like, the LeBron Kawhi thing, the Russ and the Lakers thing, the Harden Paul George back in LA, you know, Tyronn Lue versus LeBron,
AD versus AD.
Yeah, let's just get this shit over with, and move on. I don't care. I don't really care who wins this series, but I know everybody always tweet for this matchup to happen. I actually am interested in it. And, you know, I would love to see Austin Reeves get dunked on by Russ and get the, you know, I would love to see that. So that's it.
I can't believe we missed out on it. Like, that was supposed to be a rivalry to carry over for like the next 4 or 5 years.
What?
At the Clippers versus Lakers.
And Clippers, it's kind of both their fault.
It's definitely both.
At least Lakers made the playoffs, though. Clippers, they like, god damn, they look like Space Jam in the fourth quarter.
It's just, man, that was a missed opportunity right there.
All right, let's keep it pushing. Pelicans versus the Thunder. And I ain't gonna lie to you, we don't gotta stay on this long. Fuck that. I want smoke, man. I felt played from last year. I want smoke. Nope. That's why. That's who eliminates in the play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give a damn how good the Thunder is. Look. What's his name? I called him out earlier. Jose? I need you. You won't show that you a good defender. Actually, you know what? Let's be serious. You ain't gonna touch Shea. Herb, I need you to shut. I need you to get that Shea. I need you to get that Shea. Yeah. I need Zion to give Chet skinny ass some body. You hear me? Work his ass down low. Pause. You know, bruise him up a little bit, Zion, and then let the slender man handle business. Let him eat. But that's all. That's the only reason I want that matchup because of, you got youth versus youth. You know, you got. I guess as a Pelicans fan, Herb against Shea is a good matchup in my book, and just seeing what Zion could do in the playoffs, that's always dope. But outside of that, it's just because it's a revenge game from last year. So I don't know if everybody want that matchup, but you know, I do.
I only want to see Oklahoma against one team, and that's Minnesota. Give me Shea versus Ant.
All right. I'm not mad at that. Do I have Ant on here? Oh, so I didn't put Shea versus Ant. I put Fox versus Ant. I feel like that would be a better matchup.
I don't know. Shea versus Ant? Man.
Look, I don't know what's going on here with this whole Darren Fox thing, but he is not that far behind him, too.
Oh no.
Hold up. We're gonna have to rank these guards at some point, Keem. From Ant to Shea to Halliburton. You trying to tell me Fox not in that mix?
Fox in that mix, but I don't think he is better than Shea or Ant. He's right under them. Like, Fox nice, though. But
we're going to have to rank these young guards one day. Hold on. So what Jai then? What Jai then?
Well, Jai be up there.
I don't know, man. Look, you know what? We got content for next episode. We're about to rank these young guards. Fuck that. I'm about to write it down right now. It's official. Rank young guards. Get your list together, King.
How old Darren is? Darren been in the league since 2017. Nigga might be 30 by now.
Okay, then he'll count then. He fell off then. Well, I think he's still young.
He spent one and done in the league. He got to be like 25, 26, though.
All right, so to keep it pushing, let's get the Warriors and Lakers done for LeBron and Steph. Let's call this the last time because honestly, we don't want to see it after that. If y'all don't get it this year, Blizzard Blaze don't want to see that shit next year at all.
To be honest, I don't want to see that shit this year. I want to see LeBron versus KD. Yeah,
you like disappointment, huh?
I mean, it's LeBron versus KD.
KD gonna lose.
He probably will.
I don't even understand how he will, but I have no faith. Like I'm like, I don't know. Somehow, with LeBron would win these damn matchups, bro. Like the only time I can remember KD winning those matchups is when it's
when he was on Steph. When he was on the
super
team.
Oh man. Cool. If we get it, we get it. But I'm voting for Steph and LeBron just because now we know it'll probably be the official last one. At least the last one that might be half decent.
I don't lie. How you feel about Luka versus LeBron?
No.
No?
Smoke.
Kyrie versus Brown?
Smoke.
Daniel Gafford versus AD.
AD might look good in. Like what you doing, Keem? You realize Austin Reeves play for the Lakers? You realize what Kyrie gonna do?
Ain't nobody coming to see him, Otis.
Oh, Kyrie gonna call so many pick and rolls until he get him on him, and it's gonna be like, okay, it's the nasty time.
Is Austin Reeves Jewish? Because you know Kyrie don't fuck with the Jews. You going to see him on that court.
He got the Jewish swagger, don't he?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
His middle name Rosenberg.
Oh Lord, what?
Oh shit!
Oh, he's definitely Jewish.
Oh Mahayim. Man.
Mazel tov.
Shalom. That's Jewish.
I think. Shout out to the Jewish people. We love y'all.
I'm about to say shit. Shout out to y'all. And finally, not Luka versus LeBron. I got Luka versus Joker. Good friends, two of the best players in the NBA.
Best friends. Best friends. They might be borderline They borderline lovers.
Okay, well, secret lovers, two of the best players in the NBA. And I don't think we seen them in the playoffs yet.
No.
Okay, so there you go. That'll be the final matchup. I think will be one we have to see. Of course, you can mix it up. I honestly couldn't think of nothing too crazy for the Nuggets. The Nuggets just clearly the best team because of Joker. But yeah, that's all of them.
I kind of want to see the Thunder go up against the Nuggets just to see if Chet can hold his own against Jokic. I mean, he probably won't, but just to see. Bubbles versus Shea would be a nice. Jalen Williams and Aaron Gordon.
Those I can fuck with, but I just pick the ones I think like, ooh, I'm running home to see this shit. I mean, clearly if they first round matchups, because the first round matchups hard as shit to catch on. But
right.
Yeah, once it gets to the second round, that's when all of them be on TV. First round, they'll sneak a fucking good game on NBA TV. Like people got that subscription on their channel, some shit. That's not part of the cable package, man. They wanted an extra $17 a month for that shit. Fuck out of here.
Fire stick, baby.
Yeah, that's why people bootlegging that shit now. Charging high as a motherfucker.
I got the Dofu app. Dofu pull all that up.
But that's it, man.
What about finals matchups? You got any finals matchups you want to see?
Next episode. Yeah, we'll do a top five.
How you feel about Luka versus Steph?
Another smoke barbecue, man.
What about Kings and and Nuggets? I think Kings will match up pretty well with the Nuggets.
Probably, because De'Aaron Fox, that nice. Your hating ass.
I ain't say the man wasn't nice. I'm just saying.
In the mix, man. He's seriously in that mix. He's seriously in that mix.
He up there, but I'm not putting him over Shea or at.
We're going to rank these guards, though.
We're going to rank them. You doing point guard? You doing all guards?
Yeah, because we got a bunch of guards. Still got Bubbles. Still got Maxi. They got a whole bunch of guards. Like, you know, I think we're going to probably start from what? I guess we did a top five young players and shit. I guess we could probably rank 10 guards because if we start from Luka, that's Luka, Shea, and Trey Reddy. So, yeah, we'll do it like that.
We did the 25 and under rankings like 3 years ago. I'm pretty sure Ben Simmons was like third on one of our lists.
Yeah, so it's time to refresh that shit anyway.
We definitely gotta do that.
Yeah, we gonna rank them young guards next week. So y'all stay tuned, y'all stay watching the shit. You know what I'm saying? Stay watching, stay fucking with the content. And if y'all got a problem with what we saying, if y'all said we forgot about a matchup. If you the type of motherfucker that won't see LeBron get smoked by the Nuggets again, hit us up. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship _ Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email Championship Ringside at gmail.com.
Of course, we got the Twitter. I said the Twitter, but we still got the Twitter. We got the X too. It's all the same thing. We got the YouTube, the TikTok. Keep looking. Keep subscribe. Subscribe. Like, if you don't watch the whole show, I'm being serious. I try to upload some of the funnier clips, you know, when we got time. King do the slideshows when he got time. I upload that shit on TikTok. Upload that shit on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel.
It's something for everybody. If you like basketball, fuck with it.
Also, we got video gaming.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. Back on that Spider-Man. I got my own copy now. So I've been playing that. Back and forth on 2K. And by next week, I'll be on that WWE 2K. So come on, let me. Keem at 86 on the PS5. Yeah, come on, let me. We're going to stream. We're going to get Blizzy Blaze on the stream one day when he not acting all sadiddy and better than us. Like, he's too good to stream.
I got a podcast take off. They subscribe? I got time. But I keep working hard because I'm thinking motherfuckers ain't hearing us enough, you know? So that's my issue.
What happened is people steal our shit and take it as their own. So it's like they're hearing us, but it's like through a conduit.
You ain't like we want millions or something. We just want like a couple hundred thousand.
We just want the recognition.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I only want a couple hundred thousand. I just need 100,000. 100,000. I'll write your jokes, but I don't write none of these jokes. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's kind of just off the top shit.
But, I'm just saying. I just want the record. Put our name. Give us the credit, and we'll take care of the rest.
I agree. Give us some love, man. Show us some love. Shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to y'all, you know, appreciating everything we do. Be smart. God bless. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. King, you can send them home.
Hug your wife and kids. And if you team up Luka with Jokic, it might be a couple mid. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, or it could be the greatest thing that ever happened. But, you know what? We'll see.
It could be. Depending on the kind of team you build around them, because Luka making
like all defensive million. Motherfuckers.
Luka making 50 million. Jokic making 50 million. That's 100 mil right there.
How good your defense is.
Who you signing for scraps? You gotta know.
Hey, look, I'm about strapping on some knee pads to play some grimy defense. Steph make everybody look stupid, so you know it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean. If you stay in front of them, fuck it. Make them shoot.
If I'm in the camera zone, they think I'm somebody doing something. All right. Happy basketball.